Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we're going to finish up Matthew chapter 2. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 2, verses 22 through 23, which say, "But when he heard that Archelaus reigned over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled: he shall be called a Nazarene." Now again, the Holy Family is in Egypt. An angel has just, as we read yesterday, an angel has come to Saint Joseph in a dream and said that Herod has died. And it's time to head back to Israel. Well, here's another dream where Archelaus, he was the son of Herod. And when Herod died, the emperor Augustus divided the kingdom among his three sons. And Archelaus was what was called an ethnarch of Judea, Idumea, and Samaria. But he had a reputation just like his dad's. He was heavy-handed, overbearing, ruthless. He was a tyrant, basically. And it just wasn't, this wasn't a good situation. Yes, Herod had died. He was looking to kill Jesus. And yeah, Archelaus was not doing that, but he was still a horrible, horrible ruler. And so for the safety of the Holy Family, an angel comes to Saint Joseph. And again, he does what he's told. And he goes to Galilee. He goes to the district of Galilee. To Nazareth. Now, Nazareth was a really small, kind of an obscure town, if you will, in the district of Galilee. And in the eyes of the Jewish people, it was this very insignificant, like as you read in the Gospels later on, how they say, "What good can come from Nazareth?" What's interesting here is this last part of verse 22. Where Matthew writes that what might be written by the prophets will be fulfilled, that he will be called a Nazarene. What's interesting is that there's no Old Testament writing that says that. So we kind of have to rely on the oral tradition that was prominent at the time. Now, in Isaiah chapter 11, Isaiah writes about Nestor. So it's possible that Matthew was paraphrasing here, and that's how we get Nazareth, which means branch. So here's another branch of the Davidic kingdom in Jesus that's getting ready to happen. So we're relying on oral tradition here as well. So that finishes up Matthew chapter 2, and tomorrow we'll start in chapter 3, where we start learning about John the Baptist. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.